This is VLX number 22, St. Ignatius of Loyola and the Beatitudes, part 4 of 4, a video Lectio Divina, VLX, on St. Ignatius's three levels of humility. I'll have an important announcement after this meditation. Now, you may want to take notes and have your Bible open to Matthew 5 with the Beatitudes compared to this, but more importantly, just try to bring this to 5 or 10 or 15 minutes of prayer. Remember, this isn't an exercise of the mind, but of the heart, so I hope you can at least bring this to 5 minutes of prayer. Number 165 in the Spiritual Exercises of St. Ignatius goes like this. And unlike last time, where I just read the whole thing and abruptly stopped, I'm going to give you a couple of my own thoughts between each of the three levels of humility. Again, we start at 165. Quote, the first kind of humility. This is necessary for salvation. It consists in this, that as far as possible, I so subject and humble myself as to obey the law of God our Lord in all things, so that not even were I made Lord of all creation or to save my life here on earth, would I consent to violate a commandment, whether divine or human, that binds me under pain of mortal sin. Close quote. So remember, the Church Fathers say that the New Testament commandments, the New Testament Beatitudes, are harder to fulfill than the Old Testament commandments. There's a modern myth that the Old Testament's about law and difficult, and the New Testament is all about freedom. And it is true that the New Testament brings more freedom where there are certain shackles of the law in the Old Testament, but the commandments aren't part of that shackling law. The commandments are the bare minimum of the Beatitudes, which is necessary for heaven. And this is why we have to see that St. Ignatius understands humility before the law of God isn't some cold-cut parameter. Humility before the law of God is tied to the Beatitudes, that sooner would I die than commit a mortal sin. And maybe in your meditation, go through the Beatitudes, see how many of those actually pertain to the commandments. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. You can go through these and see that it would be better for me to die than commit a mortal sin. And that humility before the law of God, both the Old Testament commandments and the New Testament Beatitudes, is why I'm tying the three levels of humility to the Beatitudes today. Quote, the second kind of humility, this is more perfect than the first. I possess it if my attitude of mind is such that I neither desire, nor am I inclined to have riches rather than poverty, to seek honor rather than dishonor, to desire a long life rather than the short life, provided only in either alternative, I would promote equally the service of God our Lord and the salvation of my soul. Besides this indifference, this second kind of humility supposes that not for all creation, nor to save my life, would I consent to commit a venial sin. Close quote. So just notice the last part there, that the second level of humility, and maybe we could say the first level of humility is flying at 20,000 feet, the second level of humility is flying at 30,000 feet, and then we'll see cruising altitude at 40,000. The second level of humility, 30,000 feet, I'm never going to commit a venial sin for anything. Now remember, St. Ignatius of Loyola wrote this for laymen. Most of them were young laymen who hadn't made the election, which comes at the end of the spiritual exercises. Your election is your choice of life. Are you going to get married? Are you going to be religious? Are you going to be a diocesan priest? Whatever. But what Ignatius wants men to do at this point is approach life with holy indifference. That's a famous term of the Jesuits. The old school, awesome Jesuits would use that term, holy indifference. It means whatever comes at me, I'll take it. Riches, poverty, hunger, feast, whatever comes at me, I will take it. And this is what we're called to at the second level of humility, to have holy indifference to what can come my way in life. This is also called abandonment to divine providence. Again, if someone were St. Francis of Assisi, they're going to actively pursue poverty. So many of your family should stock up food and water and ammunition and everything you need, but you still have to have at the core this holy indifference, this humility to not rebel against God if, for some reason, despite all of your best attempts to protect your family and stock up food and stuff, you do end up poor. You do end up having to flee the country or whatever else. This is the holy indifference that St. Ignatius of Loyola talks about. And at 40,000 feet, the third level of humility, this is the highest someone can strive for, at least in the spiritual exercises. Quote, the third kind of humility, this is the most perfect kind of humility. It consists in this. If we suppose the first and second kind attained, then whenever the praise and glory of the divine majesty would be equally served in order to imitate and be in reality more like Christ our Lord, I desire and choose poverty with Christ poor rather than riches, insults with Christ loaded with them rather than honors. I desire to be accounted as worthless and a fool for Christ rather than to be esteemed as wise and prudent in this world. So Christ was treated before me, close quote. So you have to remember, this comes from a man who was obsessed with honor before his conversion. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, like many knightly Spaniards of the 16th century, were obsessed with honor. And then after his conversion, he realizes heaven looks upon it as the exact opposite. The angels look upon us as more glorious when we can, quote, bear insults with Christ, loaded with them rather than honors. If you were to look at all the Beatitudes, maybe the one line I would really encourage you to meditate on, whether you're doing the method of St. Bruno or St. Ignatius of Loyola, is that last one. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. St. Anthony of the Desert says, quote, a time is coming when men will go mad, and when they see someone who's not mad, they will attack him, saying, you are mad, you are not like us. I think the British out there are used to mad meaning crazy, but for Americans, maybe the better translation would be crazy. So let me put that in there. Time is coming when men will go crazy, and when they see someone who's not crazy, they will attack him, saying, you are crazy, you are not like us. Boy, does that not describe 2020 right now? When there seems to be a great delusion upon the whole world right now. Masks, vaccines, lockdown, everything that's happening. This is an invitation to the Beatitudes. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Public service announcement here. I'm going to take 1 to 2 weeks off at the beginning of September. That first week is going to be a silent retreat, and possibly after that is a second week for a pro-life mission that probably most of you know what that means. But I have no news on that front, so probably only 1 week off from this series and the VLX series. For that first week of September, I'd invite you to four things. Four things I want to invite you to on your week off from me. The first thing is to catch up. These first 2 months, I've made nearly 40 videos, but most of them are about 15 minutes long. So the first is to catch up. Secondly, I'd invite you to subscribe on YouTube or review these on Apple Podcasts. Thirdly, share with friends. I know I'm making a lot of videos, 6 a week, plus the Periscopes I'm doing on Twitter, but 6 a week here on YouTube. That first week of September when I'm on silent retreat might be a good time to invite just one other person, if you like this series or the VLX series, to catch up on the previous ones. And the fourth thing that I'd invite you to, I'm not asking you to do it, I'm just inviting you to, is to make a commitment to either pray for me monthly or donate to me monthly. If you're interested in the latter, you can go to www.padreperegrino.org. And we also recently bought the URL www.pilgrimpriest.org. That's pilgrimpriest.org. I should be flashing it on the screen. If you're watching on YouTube, the end bumper will also have that www.padreperegrino.org. Notice that I'm never going to do Patreon materials. Patreon is where some people get your basic material and some people get your paid material. But I know that the apostles did everything for free, so you're never going to have to pay for anything. So if you just want to commit to the monthly prayer, that's great. But I am looking for monthly donors. If you go to the blog, you can find at the pull-down section on the right, donate. And then there's two different options. You can either donate once, or you can donate monthly. And as a hermit that prays several hours a day, I really haven't started much fundraising with friends and family. I've asked a couple people, but I haven't had the time to fundraise, and if you'd like to support my mission of prayer, teaching, evangelization, and pro-life, I'm really looking for prayer support monthly, a monthly commitment to prayer support. and monthly donors that you can find on that donate section of Padre Peregrino. Thanks for listening to those four, and I'm going to make this announcement at the end of the other CPX this week before that week off. Please say an Our Father for me, et benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus. Amen.